The word this morning is that God has our back. God wants the best for us. In the midst of things that we often don't understand, God is still present and working with us, helping us move forward. Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter. The Easter season, the season of new life, has been unfolding. And this coming Thursday is the Feast of the Ascension. And then, 10 days after that, we have Pentecost, the pouring out of God's Holy Spirit. That's the way the church tells the story. And if we keep all 52 Sundays of the year, we get the whole story. All through the seasons of Advent and Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, and Easter as it winds down now. And we begin to anticipate the pouring out of God's Spirit. That Spirit that continues the work of Jesus in the world today. And so as we keep the seasons of the year, as we come Sunday by Sunday, as we listen to that story, it's a chance for each of us to reflect on our own stories, the things that happen in our lives, the ups and downs, the challenges, the opportunities, and to see how God's Spirit is connecting that. Because you see, God is writing a story in each of our lives. God has created each one of us unique, special, different, has put us in a particular network of relationships, places, and we're meant to make a difference there. And God is with us, using us, encouraging us, helping us to stand tall. Now, the gospel reading for this sixth Sunday of Easter has Jesus around the table. It's set in John's gospel as a part of the Last Supper. Jesus is gathered there with his disciples, and what he's doing is he's preparing them for the time that he will no longer be with them. Can you imagine how the disciples must feel? He's their leader. He's been with them through thick and thin, and even though when they don't understand what's going on, often he still forgives them, encourages them, keeps them in the game, moving forward. And now he tells them that he's leaving for good. How do you suppose they felt? How would you feel if you were gathered at the table there, hearing those words? It's a sad time, a hard time, an anxious time, a fearful time. And what Jesus does in that context is he reassures them. He says that while he's leaving, God is going to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And what's the Holy Spirit going to do? The Holy Spirit is going to bring peace. That peace that passes all understanding. That peace that can only come from God. And that peace is going to also cast out fear and the uncertainty and the anxiety and all the things that trouble the disciples of Jesus. Well, that's exactly what God's Spirit does for us. God is walking with us through each day, through the challenges and opportunities of our lives, and God is wanting us to have peace, to have our fears quieted, to be less anxious. And when we can get it into our mind's eye that God really is walking with us, that God's Spirit is present with us, what it does is it reassures us. It gives us courage. We can lean in, move forward, stand tall, make a difference. Without that, there's a tendency for us to back away from life because life can so often be intimidated and scary. It can make us draw the wagons in a circle, to not want to risk too much because the cost may be too great. So the gospel concludes that people will have faith, those who believe. And that's one of the great gifts of faith, is to have this sense that God's Spirit is present with us. Each one of us is a work in progress. The journey isn't over until it's over. Each one of us comes this morning with particular needs and concerns, anxieties, fears, as well as things to give thanks for. And one of the best ways to dispel those fears is to live in a sense of thanksgiving, is to be grateful for the power of that Spirit, present, active, calling us to fullness of life, calling us to lean in and take those risks, because the Spirit is with us. And so the journey through the Easter season continues. This Thursday is the Feast of the Ascension, and Jesus will be gone. And then the anticipation for the Spirit increases even more, because that's the gift that enables us to continue and to move on. And as we anticipate the Feast of Pentecost, we have a sense of expectation that God wants each one of us to do great things, that God's going to pour that Holy Spirit out in our lives in new and special ways. What will that be for each one of us? May God bless each of us and give us that power, that sense of peace, that quieting of anxiety, the things that we need today to get on with our lives in the best way.